This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
I'm all excited. And by the way, everyone all set, cocked, locked? Hour number two of USAPrepares.com. I've got a special message for those of you who have been asking for this broadcast to be put on YouTube commercial-free. I just talked with senior management at Genesis Communications Network, and we've got the go-ahead to resume commercial-free posts to YouTube on the Ron Gibson channel. So, Ron Gibson, if you are with us this morning, you have permission. I'm saying it publicly that I have discussed it just moments ago, and we are clear for commercial-free.
Yeah, and Scott posts. David and several others who have come in late did not hear the early part of this show and wanted to know how to get access. So there it is, everybody. It's about time you wake up.
Now, here's how you can listen to USA Prepares. Now, we're on AM and FM affiliates across the country. The broadcast originates at Genesis Communications Network. That's available at GCNlive.com. GCNlive.com. There are about 84 of us broadcasting on Genesis Communications Network, the world's largest alternative radio network, the fourth largest network in the country. The largest alternative in the country. And you can go to GCNlive.com, and there's a drop-down box that says the program of your choice. We're at the bottom because it's alphabetical, USA Prepares. Click on that, or you can click on the podcasts, the archives. You can download any day you want of our broadcast. There are years' worth available. You can listen to this broadcast on Republic Broadcasting. .org. It's one day delayed. That's John Stattmiller's network. So he likes us so much that he's carrying this broadcast verbatim from 6 o'clock in the morning through the 6 o'clock and 7 o'clock hours. So that's 6 a.m. through 8 a.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. You can go to YouTube and you can type in, search on USA Prepares. You can go to the Ron Gibson channel, G-I-B-S-O-N. He posts Alex Jones, Mike Rivero, and USA Prepares, his three favorite broadcasts. And there are, certainly TalkStream Live. You can go to TalkStream Live, look up USA Prepares, and access us through that. There is a listen line. Actually, there are many listen lines for USA Prepares. One of them is 605-477-3249. 605-477-3249. And let's leave it at that for right now. Rick, violence in this country, violence in the world is absolutely out of control. And I want to share something that I did yesterday. So I was standing outside between our barn, our farmhouse, and our garage, three buildings. And I was talking with Mrs. Finelli, our son. And here's what I said. I said, do you believe, now this is my family. And I said, do you believe that we are in for a serious downturn, a collapse, a grid down situation? Do you believe this? Now, I wasn't asking them to follow the lead of, of Dad. I was asking them if they in their heart believed it, because if they do, meaning Mrs. Finelli and our son, who was with me at the time, who lives here at the farm with us, if they believe it, then it is time to redouble our efforts and redouble and get everything in place that we need to for this collapse. And absolutely, positively, they believe it. Not because I say it, because they can see the evidence all around them. They can see our political system crumbling. They can see Hillary lying. They can see Barry lying. They can see that Vince Foster's, the information on the internet is being removed. If you type into a Google search that you're looking for information about Vince Foster, it's getting harder to find. If you type in Clinton deaths, Clinton Arkansas, if you type those in, there are fewer posts that Google brings up. The internet is being scrubbed right in front of our eyes. My family is extremely concerned about what we need to do to protect our lives and our futures. My son spent a half a day yesterday at his computer searching cattle prices. Rick, this is absolutely terrifying to any farmer. And why did he do it? Because I said to him, have you noticed the number of farms that are available for sale here? If you go out our road and turn right, there are two farms for sale. I'm talking about, 150 acres each. Two farms are right down the road. If you go left, there are more farms for sale. I have never seen so many farms for sale with for sale signs. Never. Farmers are going under. Why? Because a few years ago, cattle prices were about $4 a pound. Now we're looking at $1.50, if we're lucky. And I talked to him about trends. And I talked to him about, I said, look, if you put a line through this chart, the trend is worse. It's going down. And he said the research that he found shows that cattle prices are not going to recover until 2019. Most farms are going to have a tremendous time just staying afloat. Farmers, large farms around here, are selling acreage. They're selling acreage because they can't hold on. They need the cash to pay the taxes and pay the bills. Smaller farms are going under. Farmers are driving old, beat-up jalopies. Me too. My newest vehicle is a 2004 that I bought for $3,000.
We need something from the 70s that is old-fashioned and made correctly. And while it isn't going to be a DeLorean, I mean, what has happened to our pride and the quality of what made American agriculture and American products the best buy there was? For a dollar spent, you used to get more bang for your buck. And that was when they used to sell things between cheapest and best buy. And Snap-on and Craftsman are no longer in that realm anymore, because everything is made outside the United States. Just exactly what have we become?
Rick, my father was a principal of a school for a long time during his life. And he used to wear a suit to work every day, or a sports coat and dress slacks. And he almost always wore Florsheim wingtip shoes. And I remember going to the shoe store with him when I was younger, and they were $27.50 for a pair of wingtips. And then they went up to $37. I thought, wow, $37, that's a lot of money. Well, he had them rebuilt, okay, so many times. New heels, new soles and heels. They were rebuilt so many times. And I remember being with him in a shoe store when they actually had shoe salesmen who were professionals at what they did. They would fit your shoes, and you could actually get help. That's no longer available, as far as at least in our.
Well, they no longer use leather; they use plastic.
Yeah. Well, the shoe salesman said to my dad, and this was probably 20 years ago. He said, "Wow, do you know how much these shoes are now? They're over $300." $300 for a pair. I couldn't believe it. The ones that I thought were high at $37, $300 for a pair of Florsheim wingtip shoes, because they had leather soles, and they were all leather. I mean, they were all leather, and they would last 30 years. Well, now if you can get a pair of sneakers that's made with leather, that's amazing. You know, right now they're these nylon fabrics. When I went to buy sneakers the last time, which was probably a year ago, I wouldn't buy them because I would open the box, and I even said it on the air. They don't weigh anything. There's hardly any material in them. There's no mass to these sneakers. How can they possibly last? And when I wear sneakers, if I'm on the farm, I'm on a four-wheeler, and a four-wheeler has like a motorcycle shift. So you put your toe under the shift lever, your left toe, and you shift up, you shift down. I can't have these flimsy sneakers.
When I played tennis as a boy, the pennies only had one kind of tennis shoe. And I would go through them every 6 months because of the way I served my tennis ball. The toe would wear out, and that part of the shoe would wear out, and I'd need to replace it every 6 months playing on grass, clay, or... It's all changed. My shoes now, I can wear a tennis shoe for 2 years before it falls apart.
You can?
And it's not real. And it's not made with Canadian leather like Danner, or Red Wing, or some of the other original American-type base shoes. Danner was using Canadian leather and made in the United States, and you get it at a Warshalls or one of those kinds of places. That's all gone now. Danner is available just like chainsaws, but it's a different universe today.
About 8 years ago, I bought a pair of Red Wing boots for the farm. I could wear around on the farm. And they're brown, and they're tall lace-up boots. And I finally wore out the Vibram sole. And I called a couple of shoe stores, and I said, you know, I've got this pair of boots, and I explained what they were, and I'd like to get them rebuilt, resold. And I said, how much is it? And they said, oh, I don't know, $75 or $85. I said, no. I'm not talking about buying a new pair of boots. I'm just talking about having them resold. And they said, no, that's what it is. So I thought, these guys are highway robbers. So I called some other places, and they were even higher.
Thank you.
$75, $85 to put these sponge foam rubber soles on a pair of boots. I mean, how did we get to this point? What I'm talking about is American labor is so high that we throw things out because we look at it and we say, we can't fix that piece of electronics. It costs more than the electronic cost in the beginning. So we throw them away. And that's what's in our landfill. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-725-2487. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-725-2487. 1-800-725-2487.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, Rick, we have this explosion, that would be my term, of violence in the United States. People are shooting family members. They're murdering family members. They're looking for inheritance. They're snapping. They're losing control. They're doing very horrible things to other people. And just as an example of how we are not helping each other, last weekend I was coming back from Kentucky, and I had this 26-foot trailer with me, and there was a brake failure. You know, I'm meticulous at how I check our equipment, greased all the bearings before leaving on the trip, and we hit a massive amount of water, and I had a brake lining failure. And what literally happened was the brake lining, which was in really good condition visually, separated from the backing plate, and it caused the lining to rotate and lock up in the brake drum. It's a dual axle trailer, pretty heavy trailer. And so I pulled into a one of those rest stops, and I took out I had a 5-ton jack with me, and my son and I jacked up the trailer, and we realized that the brake drum was locking up and would overheat. So we decided to take two tires and wheels off the trailer on the corresponding end of the axle that had the brake drum failure. So it was like an hour job, jacking up the trailer slowly, taking off 8 lug nuts per wheel. And what I noticed was tractor trailers were coming in there to use the rest facilities there, and cars were coming in, and you know, it looked like we weren't having a lot of fun. But here's the point. Not one person walked over and said, "Huh, what are you doing? Well, it looks miserable. Really hot out. You guys are sweating like you're really, really having a tough time. Anything I can do to help you?" Not one person. Not one person came over to volunteer to help or even talk to us. That is what I look at as the state of America today. Me first. I'm just interested in me. I don't care about anybody else. That's not the way it used to be, Rick, but that's the way it is today. And I just proved it.
I don't have any more comments. I'm worn out.
We're worn out. But it, you know, even though we're worn out, the police are still willing to take that extra burst of energy they have and still kill us.
And Matt Stein and I are going to be in Kansas City October 1st, and I hope to meet any of you that can make that. It isn't even about coming to, you know, spend money or anything like that. It's time we start having Darshan face to face, like Vincent's showing up for the Jimmy's Eggs and that kind of thing. This has got to be a grassroots movement. It's going to start with you personally, and we're right now at the end of days.
Rick, maybe it's me. Maybe it's me, because I was there with the trailer, you know, working on taking these wheels off and determining what the problem is, and no one was willing to help. No one was willing to come over. And then when I went to another convention, a prepper convention, and I spoke, I invited people to have dinner with us. Not one person. Not one person was even interested in talking about. So where is it, and how does it work, and what are you guys going to be doing? Not one person. Rick, something has happened recently where people are
more complacent.
Yeah. I mean, I've never seen it. Rick, you remember when we had
the black slime mold? Blame it on
Rick. We used to have. We would have to get table after table after table and put them all together when we'd have one of these little, you know, get-togethers at a restaurant. We would have more tables put together than anywhere else in the restaurant.
I remember when I first met you, and I came into Jimmy's Eggs. What at that time? I forget what it was called.
Ziggy's.
Yeah, and you introduced me, and there were at least 150 people there. I remember that.
Yeah.
That's where I met Janet Randall. That's where I met Grace Thorne. That's where I met all Ed Marvini. You know, it's changing, and it's a shame, because we need you. We need you as much as you need us.
We'll be right back.
Paid monetary spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
If you're talking about the violence that's going on all over the country. And before we continue that, George in Mississippi, welcome.
Hey guys, how you doing this morning?
grumpy.
Help me help. Go ahead,
since
George.
Then, I took a trip from the Gulf Coast of Mississippi to Peoria, Illinois, to pick up a car or a truck. And usually when I go up that way, Missouri always has the lowest gas prices. And this time when I went, it's been about 5 years since I went up that way, Missouri had higher gas prices than we did down here.
Wow. What were the gas prices that you saw in Missouri versus your place?
When I left home in Gulfport, it was $1.74 a gallon. This was at the beginning of August. Mm-hmm. And going through Missouri, I was hitting $1.85, $1.99. And
right.
Usually, Missouri gas prices are about, I'd say about 20 cents cheaper than what I would pay down here.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And I've noticed the same thing. Typically, the lowest price that we have right now at this moment in my neck of the world is $1.99 for the unleaded regular. And what I've noticed that I really don't like is the cost of premium is about 25% more per gallon than unleaded regular. And I think that's way, way too high of a percentage. And that's a problem because what we're finding is that more and more of these vehicles are requiring premium fuel because of higher compression ratios.
Now, did Missouri raise their gas tax?
I don't know. I do know that in sales tax is really pretty high around us, close to 8% or over 8% in some counties. Which I think, you know, how did we get to a sales tax that was supposed to be a temporary fix back in the 1970s, you know, on the East Coast? It was just going to be 0.5% temporary for budget shortfalls. And now it's sales tax is almost in all states. And many states are, you know, 8%, 9%. I talked to the city manager in Springfield, Missouri, and I was complaining about taxes and fluoride in the water, and he said, you know, we're right in the middle of the pack. And he was proud that Springfield, Missouri is in the middle of the pack in terms of taxation. And I said, well, I think it'd be really nice if you were at the bottom of the pack and you had the lowest, if not no sales tax whatsoever. That would be nice. And he was furious with me. But anyway, that's my thoughts on gas.
And also,
by the way, one last thing. We use diesel on the farm, and I try to buy diesel at the time when no one else wants it. And the best time to buy diesel is in the heat of the summer because it's not being used to heat homes in the East Coast. So the best time, usually, to buy number two fuel oil or diesel oil or farm fuel, all the same thing, is when it's really hot out.
And I also called you about having money in your car and about the sensors picking up your $100 bills.
Yeah.
When we made that trip to buy that truck, I wrapped that money all up in aluminum foil and I put it in my vehicle where I didn't think anybody would look. And then I thought about it and I said, man, if they have some kind of RFID chip or something in there, if you would put that aluminum foil against the money, would that make a bigger antenna? So I had to unwrap
so.
It all. I unwrapped
no,
it
I
all,
so.
And I got some wax butcher paper, and I wrapped it in that so it wouldn't make a contact. And then I wrapped it back with the aluminum foil.
Well, it's ridiculous that we have to go through these lengths of where did you get that money, boy, because we've got the cops who are looking for, you know, they're not looking to help. They're not looking to protect and serve. They're looking to ticket. They're looking for tickets and revenue. That's what they're in the business of doing. It's an outrage. Rick, do you have any comments? All right. Well, you know, there was a story of a deaf man. He was deaf. I mentioned this yesterday. He was shot dead by a state trooper. So this guy is 29 years old. He was traveling in his vehicle, and he gets pulled over for a alleged speeding violation. He's on the interstate. And the cops say that there was a brief chase. Now, what is a brief chase? What is the chase? Does that mean high speed, or does that mean like 10 miles an hour? Is that, you know, when I get pulled over by the cops, I don't stop where they turn on the lights. I stop where it's safe. Safe for them and safe for me. I want to make sure they don't get killed by passing vehicles, and I want to make sure that I don't get rear-ended by the cop car getting rear-ended. You know, what are these routine traffic stops? Ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. So I don't think there is anything such thing as a routine traffic stop. I think it's just another euphemism for pulling people over, and they say it's routine. But anyway, this poor guy, he gets stopped by the cops. He pulls over. He's speech impaired. He's deaf. He doesn't understand what the cop's saying because the cop's at a distance. He walks toward the cop, gets out of his car, walks toward the cop, and the cop kills him. He's unarmed. He's a deaf guy. It's an outrage. And until we start prosecuting these cops for the crimes that they're committing, murder, because, well, and the chiefs of police say, well, we have to make split-second decisions. No, they don't. They think they do. They don't have to make split-second decisions. Whatever happened to a warning shot, you know, down in the ground? Whatever happened to discussions? Why do they have to break our doors down in our homes? Why do they have to do that? Why do they have to shoot through the windshields? Why do they have to shoot through the doors? Why do they have to shoot through the side windows of cars? Why do they shoot at all? I think we need to bring these guys up on charges. And I think what's going to happen is we, the villagers, are going to get so sick of this, we're going to have our own courts. There will be vigilante justice. I think it's coming. I think it's coming. George, your thoughts?
It's coming down the line some place in time.
Yeah. Anything else, George?
That's it. Appreciate it.
Hey, thanks. Thanks for calling.
All right, bye.
Mark in Missouri, you're on with Dr. Richard Allen Miller.
Yeah, good morning. You know, I think there's a paradigm shift. There's two things going on. There's people that are moving away from each other and people that are trying to move towards one another. And but, you know, when you try to move towards another person to, you know, bring truth to them, a lot of people are very angry and they reject the truth and they won't accept the truth.
It's too hard. And that explains why we have such stupid shows on television. Idiotic shows. It explains that people are just, they don't have the capacity to think anymore. They don't want to learn. You know, in our neck of the woods, people don't even read books. There's no need for a library in my neighborhood. Because people, I have more books at our house.
I love to read.
Than the library. It's unbelievable. And so many people are thinking, well, why have books? Because I can have this Kindle. I can have, you know, hundreds of books on this Kindle. They don't understand that Kindle has capacitors and that Kindle has electronics that will not last forever. And how long does an iPad last? How long does a phone last? How many people say, heck, my phone's 3 years old. It doesn't work anymore. I need a new phone. How would that work if all of our reading material, all of our resources for research are available electronically and the electronics quit after 8 years? How about the DVDs that we store, our treasured libraries, our treasured photos, treasured recordings? We put them on DVDs and we think they're going to last forever. Well, not only don't they last forever, they might last 10 years, but the electronics that powers them last 8 years. How many people say, well, I can't believe it. I got 3 years out of my DVD player. What are we thinking? Why would we not have books? Tell me why. I don't get it. I guess that's a rhetorical question.
Paul says, my people perish for the lack of knowledge. And when people reject the knowledge, then they reject the wisdom and the understanding that would come after it.
To talk about knowledge, let me tell you that everything that I am working on now here at the farm has become more complex. I can't just do something. I can't repair something without having to do research on how it's put together. It's becoming more complex, and I need more tools, more specialized tools to perform maintenance operations and service operations and repair operations on equipment. More specialized tools, and I don't know if that's because the manufacturers want to sell these specialized tools to the dealers and price them so high that we, the villagers, can't afford to repair our own things. I guess that's part of it, planned obsolescence. Rick, you talk about that.
Yeah, I don't know what to say anymore. I'm just...
Well, we've been targeted, Rick. We've been targeted by...
Like I said, I've got an artificial intelligent something or other buzzing around me this very moment. And Windows 7 has been hijacked. And now it's Windows 10, even though it isn't. And I will give you the specific files that change it so you can go in and individually delete them. But guess what? It's constantly now trying to upgrade my computer with Windows 7. And I never got updates, and now I am. And watch what's coming in.
You're absolutely right. Mark in Missouri, thanks so much for your call.
Have a good day.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-seed oil in my morning's One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enabled my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. A second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-seed oil produced a significant health event in my life, the kind that makes you feel you've been giving your life back with a bonus, and I'm 64.
5-seed oil and One World Way for your fantastic health. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? ProtoVite can. ProtoVite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, ProtoVite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at vninc.com/prohealth. That's vninc.com/prohealth.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day, you've got your.
Take my.
When you go to the season,
for 2 seconds during.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Doc Ram's with us. He's been pretty silent for the last half hour. And so just to put him over the edge, here we go. So I'm looking at this post. It's called. It's by N-E-N-G-A-G-E-T. G-A-D-G-E-T, Engadget.com. And it says, like any other potential advertising space, New York City's Bryant Park needs information about its visitors in order to attract potential sponsors. Really? Potential sponsors to a park? Okay. To gather that information, the private Bryant Park Corporation, which runs the city-owned park. How does that happen? So we have a private corporation running a city-owned park, has announced a new partnership with data analytics firm Place IQ. That's the firm, Place IQ, allowing the park to glean anonymized data from visitors' mobile phones that can be used to create a generalized picture of the park goers and their movements or buying habits. While visitor numbers are a useful metric for planning park events and estimating foot traffic, Place IQ's platform tracks more than just the size of the crowds. The company has already determined that only 19% of visitors live in Manhattan. Now, how would they know that? I guess they know who they are by the unique identifiers in each one of their phones, right? But the average visitor is 50% more likely to visit Macy's and twice as likely to shop at PetSmart or do their banking with Bank of America. What I'm saying is that this post is telling us that even if you go to a park where you think you are relatively free from surveillance, you are not. Your smartphone is telling people where you are when you're there and can be turned on for audio and video surveillance and recording in perpetuity. Rick, I can't stand it, and I'm so glad I don't have a phone.
It's worse than that because they don't need a phone anymore. And if you watch the old series, Netflix has four seasons of person of interest. That will give you protocols on how you need to behave with your cell phone, cameras everywhere, including Grants Pass, Oregon, and your computer when it's off, and your telephone, your landline when it's off.
You're absolutely right, Rick. It's out of control. So, class, if you've got your phone, your smartphone on your nightstand charging it, do you want these perverts to listen in, turn on the camera on your smartphone, in your bedroom, in your bathroom?
And how many of you are listening to you? Can you imagine what they're doing to someone like Vincent or me?
And that's why I don't have one of these phones. Because how many people...
I remember when I was working for the government, I had a top-secret clearance with vault permits. I presented a paper I wrote in Claremont, California, and 1 week later, they came into my bookstore, placed me under close arrest, and this was the Army. I was working for Navy. They placed me under arrest while two civilian clothes went through my files and pulled embryonic holography. I remember that was my paper. I had a top secret clearance with vault permits, and they took my paper away from me. It happened. And I was there. It happened. And now, it's like not our government, it's individual cells within the government that have no accountability.
And if you want to see what this is like, I suggest you do watch Person of Interest on Netflix. And I suggest, here's your homework assignment, class. It's going to take months to do this. Person of Interest. Scandal. Madam Secretary.
Madam Secretary, that's a good one. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. House of Cards. It's a little vulgar. Too much salacious sex
in it. This is not anymore the Oval Office. And what was that one that was a good feeling? I forget what it was called.
And Blacklist. Yeah. That's another one. If you watch those, you will see what really is happening in our hijacked government. Our sold-out government. And Hillary Clinton is at the top of the pyramid of selling us out. Rick, thanks so much for being with us. Above all,
my
honesty
pleasure.
And integrity.
Class, I'm a survivalist. And my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.